This is VK6ARN. You're listening to News West. WA Amateur Radio News is a community organisation and has been serving up the news since 1931. Well, good morning. This is News West for Sunday, the 12th of July, 2026. I'm your presenter for this morning, Phil, VK6DEV. I hope you've had a great week. Now let's get on with the news.
A word from Wison, WA. The next training activity for Wison and the next time you can come and either look at or operate your own portable equipment and get ideas, sort out bugs, etc., is our POTA on Harrison Island. Now, we had been saying that it was going to be in Kings Park, but apparently there's no access to where we were going to do it. That's the way the cookie crumbles. So, the activity, starting at midday today, will now be run on Harrison Island, just like the POTA we did last year. And so, from 12 midday today until at least 4 p.m, Wison members will be POTA-ing, and we didn't see it coming, but Harrison Island's a lovely spot. Come down to Harrison Island again, and we hope to see as many people as is possible here today. The last time we did a dedicated POTA on Harrison Island, we had 3 POTA setups, and there were visitors to check out the activity, and a great time was had. If you would like to know more about Wison WA and keep yourself up to date with our upcoming activities, you can start with the website at wisonwa.org. I'll spell that phonetically. Whiskey India Charlie Echo November Whiskey Alpha, one word, dot Oscar Romeo Golf. There is a Contact Us page, and we also have a new email address that's simply info@wisonwa.org. We are on Facebook, and our Facebook group is searchable in the upper left-hand search box under Wisonwa, one word. A quick aside, also searchable from that same Facebook search box, is the VK6.net group for hams in Western Australia, which you can find by searching the term Amateur Radio Western Australia, VK6.net. But back to Wison WA. You can also keep in touch with us via our weekly radio net on 3.600 plus or minus QRM on 80 metres and also simulcast on 2 metres and other linked frequencies out of VK6RAV in the Avon Valley, on Allstar throughout the state and further afield. In Perth, via the VK6RLM repeater on 146.750, or Channel 3 in the old money. This runs every Wednesday night, beginning at 20 hours hotel. That's 8 p.m. Western. Everyone is welcome to come down to the POTA activity this afternoon from midday, and likewise, everyone is welcome to join Wisonwa as either a registered individual for free, or as a voting member, $25 a year. The next meeting of Wison WA will be the AGM in August. I know we have at least one vacancy on committee, as Christine, VK6 Zulu Lima Zulu, will be retiring from her last committee position. A local ham who has given so much service over the years since moving to Western Australia in 1980. So, give some thought to joining in on the rebuild of Wison in Western Australia and giving your ideas and energy to us, as we can only be stronger together. The AGM will be announced shortly via email and on other communication methods. Hope to see you down Harrison Island, East End Car Park, accessible from the CBD end of the causeway after the news and technical and general net, starting midday to at least 4 p.m. Come and check out POTA in action. Get some ideas for your own setup, either for portable operations in general, or POTA or MCOMs if required. 73s from VK6 Whiskey India Echo.
This is VK6ARN, And now for something completely different.
Hi, this is Alan, VK4, Sierra November, for the Trans-Tasman Contest. The VK Trans-Tasman Low Band Contest is on Saturday evening on the 18th of July. This six-hour contest starts at 0800 Zulu and goes to 1400 Zulu. That's 6 p.m. till midnight Australian Eastern Standard Time. Categories include single-op high power, single-op low power, and single-op QRP, multi-one and multi-two. A special youth category overlay is available for those 25 years and under. Bands only include 160, 80 and 40 metres, and you can work VK and ZL on single sideband, CW or RTTY and PSK. Voice operators, please keep out of the digital section on 80 metres from 3570 to 3600 kHz, otherwise 0 points will be allocated to QSOs worked in that area or be disqualified if running continuously. Please exchange a signal report and a serial number. The contest is divided into 3 by 2 hour blocks, work a station once per band and mode in every block. Remember that each new prefix is a multiplier to the score. For detailed information, please visit the WIA contest pages and remember to add the contest to your diary. Good luck and have fun. This is Alan, VK4, Sierra November.
G'day from WA, RG. WAG news for the 12th of July. Monday past was the latest meeting of WAG. There was the usual mix of some folk in the room, some folk online, and some who apologised for any number of reasons. But a lively meeting nonetheless, and we began with a quick post-mortem of this year's Ham Radio Junk Sale, held last month at the Midland Scout Hall. And also of note was the discussion in the technical realm of the last minute stuff going on to finally install the 23cm repeater at Tick Hill. Something which, thanks to the sterling efforts of many, but on the day, Colin VK6ACT, this 23cm install was completed during the week with the cavities and patch leads and other stuff done and dusted for the install and turning on the switch. Reports since have shown the repeater to be a welcome addition to the Tick infrastructure. There is still some work to do up at Tick and other sites in forthcoming months. If you'd like the opportunity to learn about repeaters and site maintenance, there is no time like the present. Get in touch and come along to one of our tech days, the next meeting in August, or to a working bee. Ham radio is a live hobby and there's always opportunities to continue to learn. Before we leave the subject matter of 23 centimeters, I hear rumors of Rolly's D-Star being back on air also, due to Colin, and a wonderful boon to 23 centimeter operators. This is both in 1 week. And a final for 23 cents before we move on. I am reliably made aware that a third repeater soon for dispatch in Perth. Moving back to the meeting on Monday, here's a reminder from the membership secretary about the new WAG year being several months in. If you have yet to renew your membership, which is still only $25 a year, then you may do this online with instructions from the website at warg.org.au, warg.org.au. If you're one of those who still like to give your hard-earned cash to someone at the annual Hamfest, well, it's coming up and, as usual, WAG will have a table. If you are not a member and you wish to join because you're a ham and you use the repeaters, and you want to help us to fund the repair and expansion of these vital repeaters, maybe the forthcoming NCRG Hamfest will be a great opportunity to say hi and make your application. WAG members will be glad to see you there. A reminder that our membership base is important to us and is what allows WAG to work for you. The meeting also continued discussion on how we can best steward the funds that we have and work with our bank to maximise the interest. It was decided to close the long-standing licence account and roll it into the term deposit, along with keeping a reasonable amount of working capital in the everyday account to best place our funds into an interest-bearing position. This will be managed by committee oversight at every term expiry to decide on the best term to go for, and with an eye making sure that the last term expires no more than 1 month before the funds are required to pay ACMA our license fees. Yeah, repeaters are not free. Occasionally, we tantalise you with talks at our meetings. Last year, Robin VK6XRE spoke on P25 repeaters. In coming months, we will be regaled by both Mitch VK6XB and Dylan VK6DYL on different topics. Mitch will be speaking about and demonstrating the Remote DF project. His talk is now slated for September. Dylan is still in the throes of actively collecting data and proof of concept for his talk and will be expanding on it later in the year. If you have something that is repeater related and you think members may well be interested in hearing about it, please don't hesitate to get in contact, secretary@wad.org.au. And there was much, much more. Look out for the minutes when they hit the WAG email reflector as soon as the secretary has time to get them out to you all. A reminder about the WAG Technical and General Net, having it run every Sunday after the news callbacks, starting at 10:30 on Perth Repeater VK6RLM, and linked All-Star Hubs and Nodes. That's 146.750, or your local frequency. And if you're listening to this in the evening, well, you guessed it, you've missed it, it's next week. And now, breaking news as we go to recording. WAG's next technical activity session will be Sunday, August the 2nd, up at the NCRG Clubrooms. That is the Neil Penfold State Amateur Radio Centre in Whiteman Park, otherwise colloquially known as Hem Heaven. More details to follow, but save the date, Sunday, August the 2nd. We appreciate the NCRG offering to host us on the day. The WAG Technical Days are a great new addition to our meeting sets and a great place to come and learn stuff. We thank the VHF group for their hosting of us a couple of times up at Wireless Hill and look forward to yet more inter-club collaboration. Who knows? We may even come up the hill sometime sooner or later. The semi-monthly WAG Tech Days. Somewhere for WAG to get things done and show off aspects of repeaters to local hams. Keep an eye out for more details as they come to hand. Two things to end, a reminder that not the August meeting, but our September meeting, Monday the 7th of September, will feature a presentation from Mitch, VK6 X-ray Bravo, on the remote direction finding system he is developing. And finally, before we go, we also welcomed at the meeting on Monday, two new WAG members. So, a round of applause to Trevor, VK6 Zulu Charlie Alpha, and Leo, VK6 Tango Hotel Whiskey. Thanks, Leo and Trevor, for joining WAG. In the words of Peter Cundall, well, that's your blooming lot. 7-3s from WAG and VK6, Radio Radio Golf.
You are listening to News West, your weekly news from VK6 ARN. If you have any items for the news, the latest they can be submitted is noon Friday. If you have an item you would like read out by the news team, please give plenty of notice to allow someone to record the item before the Friday deadline. This is Darren, VK6EK, for Amateur Radio News, VK6ARN.
The July edition of QTC magazine was published yesterday. In this edition, there are all the usual pages such as Dits and Dars, News from New Zealand, DX Happenings, Contesting, and promotions for the resources that RASA provides free to amateurs. RASA recently wrote to the ACMA asking for clarity on the use of the AX prefix, and there's a story on that in QTC, and when we receive a response from the ACMA, we'll publish that in hopefully the next edition. And also on the ACMA, we write about the demise of the old Register of Radio Licences, the RRL, and a bit of the history of how amateurs used that register. Paul, VK2APA, who is the RASA president, has written a good article on accountability in amateur radio organisations, and it's quite a good read. RASA had a table at the Gippsland Gate Radio Electronics Club Hamfest recently, and two RASA directors and their partners, who are both amateurs, attended and ran a table there with information about RASA. Now, RASA gives away space in the QTC magazine to promote amateur activities free of charge. Just ask us and provide the copy and the artwork. This month we're promoting the VKFF get-together in Albury and the NCRG Hamfest and Raffle. You can send your club's promos to QTC via email, and the address is info@vkradioamateurs.org. info@vkradioamateurs.org. So we hope you enjoy your read this month, and we welcome contributions and photos. All contributions for QTC can be sent via email. And speaking of the NCRG's Hamfest, I'll be there representing RASA and to talk with you about what RASA has to offer, or maybe just talk to you. RASA's website is vkradioamateurs.org, and the email is info@vkradioamateurs.org. And I'm Bob VK6POP.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. When was the last time you told a story? The hobby of amateur radio represents as diverse and disparate a group of humanity as I've come across in my life. While that might mark me as living a sheltered existence, I have been around the globe and experienced some of what life celebration looks like. One thing I never tire of is hearing stories from the people I meet, each unique and worthy of my time and consideration. Over the years, in the context of broadcast radio and subsequently producing amateur radio news for over 7 years, I've had the opportunity to interview people and record their stories and share them with the world. There are stories I keep retelling and others I'll never share, depending on what I've been entrusted with. I'm mentioning all this because I think that our stories are what makes us a community, a group of humans with different lives who have a common itch to scratch, conveniently labelled amateur radio. With social media increasingly manipulated into highlighting and emphasising our differences, it's good to remember that we can use it to celebrate our common ground, glued together by this crazy, beautiful, rewarding, frustrating and experimental hobby we share. So next time you get on air, behind a keyboard or rub your finger on glass, remember, we can share our stories and be richer for the experience. I should point out that the nature of the stories we tell each other is dependent on you. While telling tales with embellishment is attractive, I rather think that it's remarkable, all on its own, that we can use minuscule amounts of energy captured by a piece of random wire to communicate with someone on the other side of the world, so much so that glitter is rarely required. You don't need to feel compelled to narrate your life story either, although that's entirely up to you. I'd encourage you to share your adventures, one story at a time, to inspire those around you to embark on their next journey of discovery. And if you're shy and you're not sure how to start, start small. One story at a time. Practice makes perfect. Also, if your circuit board narrative smells of chicken, you're holding the wrong end of the soldering iron. Meanwhile, I'll persist with the recalcitrant Soapy Audio software in search for the final missing puzzle piece, to make this infernal contraption do what I can imagine. If only that cursed yak would stand still, but that's a story for another day. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.
In Western Australia and beyond, News West is available on air, online and on demand. Visit our website vk6.net to find out how. This is VK6 Amateur Radio News.
I'd like to talk about who it is we should try to attract into amateur radio. Do we just put a sign up outside and wait for them to wander in? Or can we get a little bit more deliberate about finding people to bring into our great hobby? Now, I haven't seen any research on what motivates people to take up amateur radio, and so the things I'm about to say now will be sort of anecdotal or maybe conjecture. So, who is attracted to amateur radio? what sort of person should we target? Men dominate the numbers of amateurs in Australia, so should we concentrate our efforts on men or women or both? One train of thought is to target people who are like-minded. For instance, thousands of people buy Outback radio equipment to operate under the Outpost class license for when they go bush. For their money, they get a handful of frequencies spread across as many HF bands and up to, 100 watts? They can also join a network such as VKS 737 with scheduled nets twice a day, three times a day, I don't know. Alternatively, they could do a bit of study and get an amateur radio license, still have access to travellers' nets, and adopt a fantastic hobby to boot. Could we sell that idea to those who are using or considering using Outback Radio? In the community, there are many people with fingers in technical pies who play with microprocessors, ready-made, low-cost mini computer boards such as Arduino, Raspberry Pi, and so forth, which are really answers looking for questions. How could these people be lured into amateur radio? What is it about amateur radio that would convince them that they would benefit by being an amateur radio operator? Our biggest asset that we can offer them, I think, is spectrum. We have a wealth of spectrum chunks and not too many rules about what we can do within that spectrum, which would make spectrum access quite desirable for experimenters. Amateur radio has at times had a presence at makers' fairs and other like events. I haven't heard what the outcomes were, however, events like that would seem to be ideal breeding grounds for amateur radio, right there in the heart of experimentation and invention, which are the very roots of amateur radio. Can we explore more ways to recruit and support new amateurs? I'm Bob, VK6POP.
Good morning, this is Roy, VK6X-ray Victor. This week's hotline for the 12th of July, 2026. Today I have the following. Wanted, in excellent condition, a Hi-Q or Scorpion antenna. It's a HF mobile antenna by Hi-Q, or alternatively by Scorpion. The type number there is an SA680 HF mobile antenna. If it's if you have one or know where you may be able to procure one, please contact Mark, VK6 Bravo Sierra Alpha, VK6 Bravo Sierra Alpha. His email address is vk6bsa@gmail.com. VK6 Bravo Sierra Alpha at gmail.com. Also wanted, we're looking for a battery box and antenna for the Manpack, the Barrett 940 HF transceiver. Just looking for the battery compartment and the antenna, or anything that you may have suitable or pertaining to the Barrett 940 transceiver. Please contact Kim on 0414-328-225. 0414-328-225. Next we have for sale a Fox Tango 707 HF radio transceiver, a Fox Charlie 707 antenna coupling unit, a Fox Papa 707 power supply, all matching units, plus the manuals for all items, $600 asking price. Contact Gerard, VK6 Quebec Mike. His email address is figure1, vk6quebecmike@gmail.com. I'll say again, figure1, vk6quebecmike@gmail.com. Next, I have a list of items here from Tony, running out of room in his shack, and he needs to dispatch to a good home a realistic communication receiver, AC-DC unit. It's a DX300 realistic communication receiver, price $25, all nearest offer. And he also has a Yaesu Fox Tango 212 Romeo Hotel 2-meter FM mobile transceiver, price $50 or nearest offer. He's a Motorola GM300 VHF UHF 40-watt mobile transceiver, frequency range 146 to 174 and 449. To 470, price $50 or near offer. It also has a standard VHF 70 centimeter handheld transceiver with manual charging base is missing, price $25 or near offer. A Yaesu Fox Mobile transceiver model Fox Tango 227 Romeo Bravo, Our RF output is 10 watts on high, 1 watt on low, complete with manual, $75 on ONO. There's a Philips FM92 mobile transceiver, 25 watts output, reprogrammed for local VHF repeaters and frequencies, price $10. There's a Dayton model Fox Lima 1 frequency agile audio filter, price $25, near offer. And there's an EA capacitance meter, 240 volt in plastic case, free. There's also an EA frequency period counter Dick Smith kit, 240 volts in a plastic case, $10. There's a Lima Tango Romeo dip meter model Lima Mike Delta 815, price $20, nearest offer. And there's a Tech model Tango Echo 220 Delta signal generator, price $50, nearest offer. And there's a Uniden Bearcat scanner model Uniform Bravo Charlie 200 XLT, price $25, nearest offer. There's a Daiwa 144 meg linear amplifier model Lima Alpha 2, output power 50 watts, price $50 or nearest offer. And there's more to follow, but that's enough for today. Contact Tony, VK6 Alpha Tango India, on landline 08952867735 or mobile 0472608523, or the email is targenti@aussiebroadband.com.au. That's targenti@aussiebroadband.com.au. And that's all I have for you for today. Thank you once again for listening. This is Roy. The email address for me for next week or further correspondence is vk6xrayvictor@bigpond.com. vk6xrayvictor@bigpond.com. And that's me done for this week. 7-3.
Well, we've come to the end of another News West broadcast. Thank you to the team at VK6ARN, our readers and contributors, and those that put the broadcast to air every week. And especially to you, our listeners. We welcome feedback via newswest@vk6.net. Please stand by now for the callbacks after the broadcast, or you can visit vk6.net and fill out the callback form. 73 from me, VK6DEV, and all the team at WA Amateur Radio News.